Okay, so this is interview number 9, the first one here in London. And I've got Andrew Balsey here of Red Cassette. And is that all right? I say your name.
Yeah, well, it's Andrew Balls, but like my friends call me Ballsy.
Oh, okay. So anyways, yeah, I think we played you on the show, you know, way back when I was doing stuff with Bobby and Zach, and sort of in the, almost probably about a year ago. And, you know, I got a message from your friend David Pye, and, you know, he said, you got to check this guy's stuff out. It's really great. And so I played it on your show and, you know, played it. I guess I heard it on Why Me. I heard some of your stuff on Why Me, and I think Tracks Up the Tree as well. Or no?
No, they didn't in the end. Fierce Panda, Panda's Hideout.
Yeah, she's great. I love her stuff. Anyways, so we got Red Cassette here in the house, and I don't know, you want to play some songs and then we can talk about London
the songs.
Whatever. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I'll play Thin King twice first. Seems people seem to like that one. Get them captivated. I wish that coal was my hand, so I could burn them off, and they would keep me warmer, but they do what they can. We know that there's some people that we can never see. In all places that I go, there's always other me's. Ba 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 da ba. Walk over just like tables with legs that do not stand. Crash down like a pocket of posies. Help me kill what I am. I know that I'm not better. I know that I'm not well. Clashing colors and skinny faces. Fashion senses do not smell. Hey, is being like this a sin? Hey, why do you look so thin? Wait, I look like this because I have never changed. To and fro go thoughts in my head, 'cause I'm alone in there. That's the only place I have solitude, but it's space I sometimes share. Let's think of a really long word that will confuse us all. Just remember all is ideas, and we are bigger than them all. Hey, is being like this a sin? Hey, why do you look so thin? Wait, I look like this because I have never changed. My hands, so I could burn them off, and they would keep me warmer, but they do what they can. We know that there's some people that we can never see. In all places that I go, there's always other me's.
That's like an upbeat one.
Yeah. It's quite quirky, it's been said.
Now, wait, wasn't there something funny about the, like, on MySpace, that the cover for that song?
Yeah, sure. The front cover to the EP, which is called Thin King Twice, I drew a picture of two skeletons. Well, kind of like two really skinny people, like malnourished people, but they were kings, they had crowns on, and they had their penises out. And MySpace didn't like the idea of having penises on their site, obviously. So
they cut it. They cut it. They delete your account, or they?
They deleted the picture. I got a message saying MySpace had deleted this because it was deemed sexually explicit.
Oh, great!
So I
and it was an illustration.
Yeah, so it's basically representing those things. It wasn't actually suggestive in any way, but you know, there you go. But yeah, so I done a censored version and wrote an explanation at the beginning of my biography on the page.
Well, just for the record, I had nothing to do with that.
I hold you solely responsible.
Cool. You're going to break out the banjo.
Could do the banjo, could do the banjo now.
Whatever you want.
Yeah, we could do that now. We're just going to have to be all handy in mind.
That's all right.
Do nicely. Right. A bit more sort of bearish. Should be right. Right, yeah.
Let me check the level on that one.
Yeah. Do you want me to just...
No, that's good. You're good. Yeah, we're getting a single. That's fine. Yeah.
Cool. Okay, let's do it then.
Yeah.
His moniker was an alias. The face you knew became confused. A shelter for a head of wordless clues. The one you see in front of thee confesses to his shoes, and the hands will shake him down. They seem to know of wind and snow. The drifts in his eyes incline to show temptations of whim which are haunting him. Surely will not go, and the hands will shake him down. Action he takes perceived as mistakes, puddles in his mind as big as lakes. Is it you or is it you? Clones, copies, counterfeits and fakes, and the hands will shake him down.
Very cool.
Thanks.
I love that song.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, when, you know, I went just 2 days ago, actually, saw Red Cassette play at the Betsy Trotwood. Yeah. And that's actually here, you know, relatively close to where I live. And that was like, I think maybe the second to last one you played or whatever, but there's something about the banjo, I think, that really kind of, and also, you know, obviously the way that you're playing it, that, sure. It kind of focused everyone, you know, I think that, you know, and any given, you know, point during a musician show, people can kind of wander, their minds can wander, their eyes can wander. But, you know, during that song, it seemed like everyone was really kind of,
I like the quietness. Usually the venue goes pretty still when I play that, which is quite nice.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Just hear like the background hum of random people and things. I quite like that.
Yeah. The banjo has such a unique sort of a resonance to it.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. It's like built-in reverb or
whatever. Yeah, sure. It's called a resonator.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like that model, it's like the back of it. Like some are open backed and some are closed backed. That one's closed, so it's slightly louder than one that would be open back.
Right. Oh, okay.
So I didn't really know the difference when I was going to buy a banjo, because I'd never played one before. So I was just like,
What made you pick one up?
Just the stuff I was listening to at the time. Really had some banjo in here and there, like some, you know, Iron and Wine and things like that.
Right.
Getting me into the idea of getting some more folky instruments other than just my acoustic. You know. So I was thinking of mandolin, banjo kind of thing.
But right.
Banjo swayed me, I think.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, mandolin's a bit tricky to play because the chords are so different, but you can play some of the same. Or is a banjo strung the same way as a mandolin?
No, it's tuned differently. There's so many different tunings for banjo there, it's insane.
Oh,
there's
right.
like traditional folk tuning, and then there's something like Vorhala tuning or something, which is more like Latin based.
Cool.
So, yeah.
So, what's that? There's that one high string at the top.
Yeah,
is that like a, what's that called? Does it have a special name or something, or is it?
I don't know. Maybe I should know. But no, yeah, it's just high G. That's what I call it.
Oh, okay, sure. That's cool. Well, maybe after the show I can mess around with it for a minute.
Yeah, why not? Why not? Give it a go. I have to write my songs down so I remember what they're called. That's not true. I actually do I Know Why. I was born with feet just to follow my heart. I was born with legs to stand my ground. I was born with a waste of time. I was born with a chest of treasure. First place, I don't know why I came back to waste my days away. I was born with a neck to put on the line. I was born with shoulders to take the weight. I was born with arms to sell to the poor. I was born with hands to hold my own. I don't know why I came back to waste my days away. I know why I left in the first place. I don't know why I came back
to waste my days away. First place, I don't know why I came back to waste my days away. I know why I left in the first place. I don't know why I came back to waste my days away.
Sweet.
Thank you.
That's a new one.
Well, kind of, yeah. I haven't really sort of put it anywhere other than on MySpace. I haven't put it like on any other websites or whatnot. So yeah, songs always seem older to me than they do to everyone else anyway.
Yeah.
By the time they get them and whatnot.
Right.
So
right.
We go, that's a new song. Go, well, kind of. Yeah.
So what's, what do you think, I mean, has MySpace been helpful for you? Or because I know that you've sort of been using lots of different sites. For a while, you had songs on... God, what was that first site that you had?
iSound.com.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that worked out pretty cool. I mean, it, you know, got some people interested. But I haven't had, like, offers for gigs and feedback from there like I did from MySpace.
Oh, people actually... wanted to promote you
from MySpace. Sure, yeah, I've scored a couple of gigs since being on MySpace, which is...
Oh, wow. So yeah, it's not just people, but it's actually venues that are looking for...
Yeah, sure, and like other bands asking for support acts and whatnot.
Oh,
as well.
Interesting.
So yeah, it's going...
That's cool.
Yeah, it's quite handy.
Really. And then you've also got the Fake Science... your EP's on the Fake Science...
Yeah, sure, the Thinking Twice EP, yeah.
Right. That's cool.
Yeah, that's good. I've had, 20 odd sales, so.
And those guys give you a pretty good percentage of what you're selling it for, right?
Yeah, I think it's like 60%. It kind of works out great for like all aspects of it. Like, you know, as a patron, you're getting the music really cheap. As the artist, you're getting the majority of the money. And as the person who owns the Fake Science store, he's earning money too. So it sort of works out.
Right. But it only works for bands who don't have labels that are looking for.
Yeah, sure.
Scrape off the top or whatever.
Yeah.
Right.
So there's no like management costs or anything when you're unsigned for that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So it works out fine for me. Not having a manager anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, you should be selling your EP at the gigs and stuff too, probably.
I haven't actually got any left, like physical copies. I need to do some more really.
Oh, okay.
Although with this Monkey Love thing, which is like a friend of mine starting a record label.
Uh-huh.
We're gonna be putting out an EP of mine. Hopefully, like, in the next few months or so, when the site is up and running. So it's going to be a digital download again.
So you guys using, like, CD Baby to connect to iTunes, or how are you going to get it up?
No, we're going to host it ourselves, I think.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, we've got, like, the site is kind of ready. It's looking good, but it's not ready to be up and running yet, really.
And you're recording that, you've recorded that whole thing yourself, or?
Yeah, doing the usual thing that I do, other than now I don't use the internal mic on my iBook anymore. I upgraded.
Yeah, you got, did we drive you to do that?
Yeah, I was so upset by the podcast that you did, I thought, oh, I need to upgrade, and then I won't be open to ridicule anymore.
Yeah. The funny thing was is that we actually were honestly just sort of blown away that you were able to get such good sound out of the little pinhole mic on the laptop. But
yeah, me and Dave had been recording through that internal mic on his Mac, because he had a Mac before me, recording comedy music and whatnot through it, and I just thought it sounded really nice.
Uh-huh.
So I started using it for my...
Now wait, you guys also had, when you were younger, you had a rock band, right?
Sure, yeah.
and it was like kind of along the same lines, or is it harder, or was it
faster? A lot harder. Yeah, we were kind of young, like, well, when I joined the band, I was
young
like 17.
And angry.
Yeah, young and angry, only really emitting one emotion, which is, you know, hatred towards everything. Yeah, and then that kind of reached a demise, like, I don't really know why, but it did. And me and Dave started another band, which was a bit softer, a bit better. And then, yeah, the usual singer problem, no commitment, so that ended. And then I carried on writing just for myself, really. Uh-huh.
Cool. Wait, usual singer meaning singers don't commit?
Well, most singers that I've been involved with have commitment problems. They're usually in more than one band as well. They can never, like, just go, yeah, this is my band. They're like, I'm in this band, but I also sing in this band. And it's like, oh.
So what's your take on, I mean, when I first moved here, there was sort of a dilemma between like East Side, West Side, like, because I, you know, a lot of my coworkers are living on the West Side,
right,
like Notting Hill kind of, you know, area.
Yeah.
But like, I was sort of more interested in like sort of the edgier, you know, East Side kind of thing. I mean, you're playing most of the, I've seen you two or three times, and most of the gigs have been, you know, like Islington or, you know, whatever, Finsbury, is that what that is?
Farringdon.
Farringdon,
yeah. And I've got one coming up in Camden, which is kind of more sort of...
Yeah, that's sort of north. East Side too.
Yeah, it's kind of
north.
Away.
That's
yeah.
more north, I guess. But what, is that, do you think, where most of the sort of the indie, you know, alternative country kind of...
Yeah, I think so.
...thing is going on.
Yeah, I just think that the venue seems to be more open to, you know, different bands playing. Like, having a lineup of not necessarily similar artists. You know, I played a gig at the Hope and Anchor in Islington. And the second time I played there, actually. And the middle band were just completely different to everything else I'd seen there before. They were just, like, kind of odd electronica with a bit of sort of Brian Eno going on or something.
Right.
But yeah, and that was completely different because obviously I played first. There's me sitting there with my acoustic guitar and banjo. And then this guy came on with his power book and all this other equipment.
Right,
and then there was like a full band at the end. So I just think it's good that those venues, you know, promote other types of music. And you don't necessarily go too long to a show and everyone's going to be a similar sort of ilk, you know. You might see something you like, you might see something you don't like.
Right.
Contrast.
Yeah, I mean, that's sort of what you want, you know, on a small level, that's what you want in a song. You want contrast as well as, you know, in a band or in an album or in a venue night, whatever. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
So, cool. Well, I don't want to talk everyone's heads off. Maybe we should just play, you know, I don't know how much more music you got, whatever you want to play, and then we can, we can wrap it up, say goodbye.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Should I have another door open for this one?
So what's this one called? This is a new one, right?
No.
Oh, you just don't remember the lyrics.
Are we new for anyone who hasn't heard it before? Which would be most people, other than the 20 people who have put my EP on.
You should just say yes every time.
Yeah, this is brand new. Yeah. This one's a brand new song today. Wrote it especially for today.
The first time you played this in the last 2 minutes.
Yeah. I haven't played this before today. All right, then.
Oh, wait, hang on. Getting a volume out of your
ambient mic.
The other mic.
Oh yeah, I've unplugged it. That'd be worthy.
Technical error. Yep. All right.
Fantastic.
Here we go. Thank you.
With my good teeth in, I'll smile. False blood cells on the motorway. Because all is old. Stood back for circles to straighten, detach and break away. For two more falls. Cool down, cool down, cool down. In my catastrophe, I swore that I would never do this again. No, no, no. In my catastrophe, I swore that I would never do this again. No, no, no. Trace steps of another, give life but then force death. So taste the floor. Steal looks and then heartbeats, and sell them on for fame. Then fuck them all. Cool down, cool down, cool down. In my catastrophe, I swore that I would never do this again. No, no, no. In my catastrophe, I swore that I would never do this again. No, no, no.
Sounded good.
I screwed that up.
Well, I thought it sounded dope. Especially like the finger picking stuff on the end there. Doodly doodly doodly. Yeah. Doodly doodly doodly. So wait, just for everyone out there that's in the UK, where can we catch, you know, shows in the next month or two?
On the 17th of April, I'm playing, I think that's a Monday, at the Dog Star in Brixton. Not sure what road it's on because I've not been there before. But That's some guy I met off MySpace.
Sounds like a really nice place.
Yeah, the Dog Star.
Dog Star.
The Dog Star. But yeah, that should be all right. I mean, I don't know. The guy seems nice, and he seems to be into some good music. Uh-huh. Not that I'm saying I'm good music, but he's into some stuff that he's told me that I think is good music. On the 21st, I'm playing at the Carnarvon Castle in Camden. On the 22nd, at the Beyond Retro, which is a vintage clothes store in Aldgate, which is on Cheshire Street off Brick Lane.
Okay.
Which should be cool. It's about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So
is that the one you were telling me about before is that like the warehouse? The brick warehouse one?
Yeah, that's the one.
That one's really cool, yeah.
Yeah, that's an awesome store. They've got great clothes in there.
Uh-huh.
And I'm getting a credit note for playing.
Maybe I can get a pick up a stereo or something over there, because I saw they didn't just have clothes, but they had like furniture and...
Oh, yeah, there's a place outside that does like furniture and stuff. It's mainly clothes and stuff like that. All around the area is like vintage stuff and...
Yeah, right now this place is sort of sterile, you know. I need to dirty it up a little with some used furniture and music and stuff.
Definitely. One of those egg chairs.
Oh, cool. So, yeah, let's check out one of your next tunes.
Okay.
We can wrap it up, say goodbye.
Rock it up.
I'll play
Raise a Glass, because that's the first song that you played.
Yeah, cool.
Mind you, this will be a slower version. It's hard to keep it upbeat, like the recorded version, which has got...
Yeah, I actually like the slower version. So.
Yeah, it kind of works live.
Yeah.
But recorded, people always say they prefer the rockier one, where I'm trying to be a band on my own.
Yeah, well, you were playing drums and harmonies and all that stuff.
Yeah. And rocking out. Had an electric guitar on that one.
Well, if you want, I can, you know, maybe do like a...
Yeah, beatbox. You know,
human beatbox.
Okay, well...
Okay, I'm judging by your laughter. That's a no.
Yeah, I don't really know. Old country beatbox, does it work?
Actually, Hank Williams was the original human beatbox.
Ah, yeah, yeah. Sure.
No, okay.
But still no.
I don't know. It's not working. Okay, all right.
Could do it as an outtake. B-side.
Once like them, but now like those. Without her speech, she is not known. All the same, but differences gleam. Without their clothes, they are no scene. Raise a glass for your favorite guys. Apropos a toast, so raise a glass. Once like those, but now like them. Once a blossom, but now a stem. Changed its mind to suit its change. It's hard to find its own mane. Raise a glass for your favorite guys. Apropos a toast, so raise a glass. Fear of being found out. Fear of being found out. People knowing who we really are. People knowing who we really are. I'm honest but not honored. I'm honest but I'm not honored. I'm honest but I'm not honored. I'm honest but I'm not honored. Raise a glass for your favorite guys. I propose a toast, so raise a glass. Raise a glass for your favorite guys. I propose a toast, so raise a glass.
Sweet.
Thanks.
Well, all right. Red cassette. All right, ballsy. thanks for coming out.
That's cool. I enjoyed myself.
Yeah?
Mm.
Cool. Well, it sounded really good. I hope everyone likes it.
Me too.
Yeah. Bye, everybody.
Bye.